All right, and welcome to our first satellite non-in-person version of Slightly Informed podcast. Got me and McLean here. John is out for the week temporarily. He will be in our second episode, though, if we can get him out of bed. And
virus. He would be mad if we didn't clear that up.
Yes, there is. He's tested negative for coronavirus. He's just a sleepy boy.
Just a sleepy little boy.
Yeah, nothing you can do to complain about that. But yeah, we're just going to jump right in. It's going to kind of be a little impromptu, a little looser than our usual ones. There's no slightly improvised segment. There's, you know, no John. So it's just going to be a story from each of us. We'll quickly go over what the plan is going forward with the podcast and give you some shout outs. Now, this will be at least the next 2 to 4 weeks we're expecting will be recorded like this Zoom call. So if the audio is significantly worse than usual, that's why. It's kind of what we're going to be doing.
Outrageous amount of money on this.
Yes.
Normal podcast situation. So
yeah. We might have better mics for this at home recording during the process of this as well. I'm buying one, but just, I guess, bear with us. But, you know, no more blank screens in the backgrounds or video. You get to see our pretty faces. So, faces.
I'm going to blur my face this entire time. Deep in my voice.
Like Chester McBad Bat with the paper bag over the top of his head.
I was thinking more like witness protection program. Talks on a documentary kind of thing.
Ah, there we go. Lit up from behind.
Yeah.
Totally blank. All right.
I'm running out of the store. No, we're not doing that.
Oh, God. But yeah, I guess we'll kind of jump into it. I mean, we'll go over really quick the general news of what's been going on like we usually do. Now, as far as the response to this crisis is, we haven't updated you for 2 weeks. Last week's episode was a pre-recorded. But what's happened essentially is that there is a constant conversation of whether or not the government should institute letting hundreds of thousands of people die by letting us all go back to work in the next week or two versus following the directives of every scientist, CDC official, anyone who's ever looked at any studies based on pandemics says. Basically, those are the two sides of the argument there.
As we're at 170,000 cases in the United States.
Yeah, U.S. alone, number one in the world, baby. We've got, 4,000 deaths, is it? What's our death toll?
10,000.
10,000? Okay, that's a good jump.
About 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because yesterday it was under 4. That's good, wasn't it?
Oh, I think, let's see. Yesterday, we've had 1,200 deaths in the past 24 hours, but...
That's still a lot.
A lot, but not quite that many.
But even though, you know, what Trump said and what everyone in the White House, Republicans... Mitch, everyone's been saying is total nonsense. Bill Mitchell, all these guys, even though it's complete nonsense, they are actually positing an idea. They are saying we should do this stimulus. We should do that. We should, rebuild our economy and all this kind of stuff. And this is speaking to what's actually hurting for most people right now. Most people do not have the virus. Most people do not know anyone that has the virus, or at least anyone that's in critical condition or having to be hospitalized for the virus. It's not a massive number of that. But with the economy shutting down to compensate for that, that's hurting everyone. 30% of Americans that had jobs, I think, are applying for unemployment benefits now. The system's not meant to take that. What?
Do you know the recent unemployment numbers?
Yeah, it was.
Second there, it was like, and I'm thinking probably a week ago, we had 3 days in a row that it was like heard numbers of people applying for unemployment.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is now, but it's probably an outrageous number. But I know 15 people who have applied for unemployment who have either lost their job or been furloughed. Yeah. So It's not a good situation, that's for sure.
Unemployment in the United States.
Any guesses?
Oh, man.
What is it?
No, I'm just trying to like picture a guess. I don't even know. Okay.
I want to say like numbers. 10 million, but that seems low. I feel like 10 million people did it in 1 week.
Yeah.
So,
3.3 million Americans file for unemployment as the U.S. tries to. Okay, and that was on the 26th. We were at 3.3 million in that week, just that week.
It's April 6th, so.
Yeah.
Is now, but let's jump into some stories. Do you want to go first?
Sure. So, for my story, a little bit. I guess before my segment. My segment will be super quick. So I did want to give one quick little thing here about my prediction. If what's been going on the last week continues to be what's going on in the future, as far as response to the crisis and everything, this is my estimate for the general election map. Yeah. If you can't see the top, yes, it does cut off the top. That's 394 electoral votes for Trump. Now, I will say the wild cards are Oregon and Minnesota.
You're the worst weather person I've ever seen.
Well, usually they have it reversed, you know. But the United States being reversed didn't look right. So, yeah. But yeah, that I just felt this was an important thing to share. This is might be what it looks like. Slightly better than the Reagan Mondale map. Just slightly.
Just a little better.
We hold on to California and Washington and New York and Chicago. That's pretty much the only difference. So yeah, that's my estimate. And I would be quite shocked if we saw anything close to the prediction that's on that website right now, which actually has the states that are leaning Democrat giving them the win, pretty much. The toss-up states barely are even needed. If you looked at the 270 to win website right now, I do not think that that is taking into account how people are seeing things right now.
Yeah.
But let me do my segment because it's a little bit more fun.
All right. I'm always down for some fun.
So I'm going to give you three sets of two stories. Some of these are two that are very similar, just worded different. Some of these are significantly different from each other. But essentially, I'm going to give you two. You tell me which story is real and which story is fake.
Ooh, fun.
You up for that?
I am up for that. Let's
hear it. All right. Let's start it. Cool. First two stories. First one. This smart toilet can recognize you by your anal print.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. And the second story is CDC recommendations praise bidet installments for all public bathrooms. Which one of those two is the real story?
I'm going to have to go the first one. I think that's the real story.
You're right. That's the real story. The smart toilet can recognize you by your anal print. Now, exactly your toilet would need to recognize you is the part that I do not understand.
I have some further questions here.
Okay. What we got?
You're talking like the seat itself and just based on how you normally sit on the toilet? Or is it like have like a camera and this thing's like looking straight at your booty hole and it's like, oh, that's Nick's booty hole right there.
So apparently, sorry, go ahead.
That's a big difference.
Oh yeah. No, it's a scan, it says, of some kind. It's an anal print scan. And it looks like it uses, okay, so we got a pressure sensor to tell when you sit down. a motion sensor, a urinalysis strip, a stool camera, an anus camera, and a Euroflow. I do not know what the Euro... Oh, the Euroflow camera. Wait, where is that?
That's just too much.
Yeah, there's three cameras.
What?
Yeah.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know, like, what the practical... Like, does it just, like, it won't spray someone else's butt?
Like, get off.
Yeah, you're not my master.
I will not clean your butthole.
Yeah, I just don't see any upside for the technology, but you know what? If someone does, you can email us. Email us at informedslightly@gmail.com.
If you have one, maybe we bring you on as, like, you could do a review.
Well, yeah, we could interview you about it, yeah.
To know who the fuck would spend... And I imagine it's a lot of money.
I mean, it's no one's putting three cameras in something cheap.
No, right. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that was that one.
Okay. What's the next set?
The next set. All right. Man makes social distancing rig that keeps everyone 6 feet away from him at all times. Or... Man shot 5 people for talking too loud during coronavirus lockdown.
Jesus, those are both very plausible.
Yeah, yeah.
I did see a story on a dude who made this like big like disc looking thing. But where did the second story happen? What country? That makes the big difference, you know, because if it's like in the U.S., a dude shooting someone for talking too loud, is it that crazy?
Let's see. It says it happened in Russia.
Ooh. The first one's true.
First one's true?
Yeah.
The social distancing rig?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. There was someone who did have a social distancing apparatus, like a disc thing that was around him, but I didn't find any articles about that. The only thing about that was someone tweeted a picture of him. So it's not a totally false story, but it wasn't written up in the news.
Five people.
For talking too loud.
Too loud.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, he's in Russia, killed all 5 of them. He had an argument with his neighbors while standing on the balcony of his apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Scary. That's why I whisper.
We need to add a Russia man segment to our repertoire, I think.
Who gets it? Because I already have a Florida man, so I feel like it's you or John.
I mean, I've already got the Zion curtain. I got Utah, so maybe John can be Russia man.
Does he have a good, really good stereotypical Russian accent, though? Like, you have a pretty solid one.
Yeah, no, he does not have a good Victor voice. but yeah, that's the second set and the final set of stories here. All right. Both of these involve Fox News. Ooh. So,
both true.
You're both true. Yeah, yeah. All right. And these are both written by not Fox News about Fox News coverage. And you can guess which one is right.
Okay.
First one says, Fox News stars now pretend they never said what they said about the coronavirus. And the second one says, Fox segment, how the China flu can get to you.
Oh, God.
Which one's the real story? Which one actually ran?
Ah, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to say B.
It was actually the first one. Fox News stars now pretend they never said what they said about the coronavirus.
I did know, like, and I've seen that the difference between what Fox News and Trump were saying and every other media outlet, mm-hmm. and they're like, been with you all along.
Mm-hmm.
you guys are saying everyone's crazy and it's just hysteria and you should like, and no, I should have guessed A. My bad.
Well, 1 out of 3, you know, you're on the board. Not a bad first round.
Yeah. It's generally my score with most things.
Let's see here. I want to see what, if they have any specific. No, I thought there'd be more quick stuff to just go over, like they said that they pretended that they weren't saying. So,
well, you want to jump into some shout outs?
Yeah, let's do both shout outs and then we'll do your story.
Mine's really quick. Mine won't take too long. Everyone already knows a bunch about this. Hope, all right. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have said, fuck that. I'm going to stay inside until it's safe and not watch the news because it's outrageous.
Yeah.
That's kind of almost where I'm at. I wouldn't watch the news unless I have to. So kind of should.
Yeah.
All right. My shout out. I would like to shout out the acting Navy secretary for being a super douchebag to the captain of the Roosevelt. That's a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
If you read anything about it, you're automatically on the captain's side. Like,
yeah, he cares about his crew. He
cares about his crew. I think I read that there were 180 people. Okay, now keep in mind, 180 people on a boat sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
I will play slightly the devil's advocate, but really more just explaining the situation. They are on the USS Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aircraft carrier. Aircraft carriers are freaking huge. Like, yeah. 3,000 people aboard an aircraft carrier isn't crazy, right?
No.
So 180 people have it. Still a bad news. That's going to spread really quick, right? So he wrote a letter that was – now, this is where it gets a little weird, you know, one person saying one thing, one person saying another. But he wrote a letter, sent it up the chain of command, basically saying, hey, there's 180 people on my ship that have coronavirus.
Yeah.
In his letter, he said, sailors are the most valuable asset to the United States Navy. Very true statement.
Mm-hmm.
In the entire thing, it basically seems like he's just caring about people, caring about everyone under his command, and wants to get something taken care of, right? He's basically ousted. They're like, fuck you, you're not the captain anymore. And then you see this video of him walking down the plank or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
That's off
the plank.
But he's walking down the thing to get back to land, to dry land. And everyone's like chanting his name. Like, it was pretty cool to watch. Mm-hmm. Fucked up situation, but cool to watch that everyone
got the respect. Yeah.
So the acting Navy secretary comes aboard the ship, jumps on the PA system, and announces to every single person on the ship that he basically said that basically blaming him, saying, you told the media this and all this stuff, and if you believe the media is in your chain of command, you're either too narcissistic or too stupid to be in command of the ship.
Wow.
3,000 or so sailors, and it was not good. You know, there's tons of YouTube videos and SoundCloud clips and all this stuff of people recording him saying this.
Oh yeah, of course.
And everyone on the ship's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world's shutting down and panicking, and you're in a confined space on the ocean with thousands.
And I don't even think that they were out to sea. Now, this could be something I'm wrong about, which I'm wrong often. Like we said earlier, this is slightly informed.
Slightly informed, yeah.
Informed. But I think that all the pictures I saw, it looked like they were on the ship working, but the ship's not out to sea, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But still a super fucked up situation. And he basically said, we're not at war. Why the fuck are we on this ship? Kind of truth.
Speaking truth right there.
Like, I don't know. I don't, but I kind of get the whole, you know, we got to be prepared for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's launching any invasions during coronavirus.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting fucked by this. Everyone's got some other worries, right? So, I don't know.
Yep. I mean, like, what's the potential risk there that you just have people on shore that you have to load up? Like, no one's got a 10,000 person crew on the ocean anywhere right now.
Billions of dollars worth of satellites. We are watching all movement of every country's ships. You know, we know where everything is. So if something starts moving a little funny, okay, there's no way someone speeds across the ocean in a couple hours. Like,
yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Call everyone up, say, hey, we need you to get back here. Wear a mask from your house to the ship.
Get back in. Yeah.
And let's go. But no. It seems like they're just basically sitting on a ship. Someone brought coronavirus on board and it's spreading like wildfire.
Well, and here's the other thing about like this defense stuff is that like, sure, their idea might be like, hey, you have these people, you send the people on the ships home. Everyone takes this as a sign that your guard is down. They're going to come at you. Even if they could like theoretically get across the ocean, land some kind of attack on American soil or on American people or anything like that, or even just strategically position themselves somewhere. How is, like, we have a built-in, like, defense mechanism. The fact that our army and navy and everything is what, like, it's still, like, 56 times the next country's, like, spending on military or something even higher than that. Like,
even.
Oh, it's the next, it's the next 30 countries combined or something like that.
Yeah.
So no one could no one could last any kind of extended conflict with us on our own ground. Like, it's not going to happen. Let the people go. Save lives. Don't be a dipshit.
Exactly. Whatever.
That captain's a hero.
I think. I don't know.
Shout out.
Shout out that captain. So, all right. What's your shout out?
My shout out is to a certain enforcing of the rules here that has been kind of funny. Let me see if I've got. I think this is it. Yeah. So, protesters cited with violating order prohibiting large gatherings. These protesters, if you were wondering, were protesting Planned Parenthood and the fact that it is considered essential work. So, yeah. I've never been one to be like, hey, you know what? That person getting arrested probably deserved it. Or like, you know what? This person had it coming. But if you risk your own life and everyone else in the societies just to get out the point that you think that women do not have reproductive rights, have fun in jail, bud.
Yeah.
I do not care. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, there's, it's a tough argument. There's arguments on both sides. But no matter what the issue is right now, there should be no cause that is dragging you out into the streets, breathing air of the people next to you protesting with you. Just go the fuck home. Guess what? That Planned Parenthood will be there in 3 weeks. It'll be there in 3 months. You can go back and protest it then. So, shout out to Charlotte for having their police actually act upon the stay-at-home orders and making us all a little bit safer.
Good. That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was their big win, was it, you know, they got out and really let people hear it about Planned Parenthood during a pandemic.
But. Yeah. All right. So my story, like I said, it's going to be fairly quick. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because he's just the person I want with me during this. Oh, but not him. Not the other guy. Oh, God.
You heard it here first, folks.
Jesus.
McLean needs Jeffrey Epstein. It buys
Bill. It's you have that fucking picture. Oh my God, I opened my fucking mouth. That's what happens. All right. Of course, I don't want either of them. So recently, as of, I believe this happened today. Sorry, I should know when this happened. Today or yesterday, one of these.
Yeah.
Reporter during one of Trump's press briefings asked a series of pretty straightforward questions that he just expected honesty. I can't fucking deal with you, Nick. just expected, you know, straightforward answers about this drug that they have been kind of jamming down everyone's throat. Hydroxychloroquine. Did I say that right?
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, that does sound right.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Struggle with that word, like most words. Slightly informed. Anyway.
Slightly dyslexic.
And Trump shuts this guy down, tells him to shut the fuck up, right? Fauci gets up. Fauci right now, you ask anyone, he is the leading expert as far as infectious diseases go in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, same with a lot of Americans, can't think of anyone who's any higher than he is, right?
Yeah.
Definitely leading in his field, right?
Oh, for sure.
Whatever, we won't talk about that. But very smart guy is asked a question about this drug and the dangers of this drug.
Mm-hmm.
Who shuts him up? Trump steps in, tells Fauci to be quiet, tells this reporter to be quiet. So a reporter asks the leading expert on infectious diseases what they think, what his personal opinion about this drug is, and Trump tells him, no, don't answer that. You've asked that question too many times. You're not getting an answer. What? What? And then I believe, I'm totally spacing, I should have looked up exactly who this was, but I want to say it was someone from the AMA, something like that. An actual doctor who has proven themselves, right? They hold a pretty fancy job and stuff like that, has come out, you know, because Trump said, what's the worst that could happen? It either works or it doesn't. This other person comes out and says, well, you could fucking die.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not how drugs work.
It's not how, take it. If it doesn't,
it either works, doesn't. Drink some bleach. Maybe it does or it doesn't clean out your stomach, you know.
Whatever. What's the worst that could happen? But so they've come out and said, yeah, it could kill you. You should be giving a drug to everyone in hopes that it might work.
Oh, yeah.
Originally created to fight off malaria.
Mm-hmm.
How can you expect a drug? And malaria is pretty different from COVID-19, you know?
I mean,
not an infectious disease expert, but
there's usually not a whole lot of carryover from one drug's or one disease's treatment to another.
Early, yeah. So, and it has not been proven to work. It's been proven to, you know, from based on what I've read, it's proven to, it pisses the coronavirus cells off.
Mm.
Oh, it does negative stuff to them. It hasn't proven to kill it or anything like that.
Or even reduce the chances of getting it or reduce the time you have it.
Seems like it basically irritates it. So please do your research on this. Like I said, slightly informed. A lot of the things I've said are you know, pretty accurate. But as far as stuff like how close COVID and malaria are, I really don't know. That was speculation. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem like this drug's gonna do too much. And unfortunately, my opinion is that Trump heard that this could help. He latched onto it really early, and he's just trying to ride it out.
Oh, absolutely.
How many more Americans is he just gonna say fuck you to?
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, the thing with Trump is like
doing.
With his, like, being told, I'm sure he was told sometime in the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks, like, there's not a lot we can do at this point in time. It's kind of, we're a little late. The curve's already going to happen. We're already kind of fucked. And Trump doesn't know how to handle that. Usually, it's just something that they're choosing not to solve, but could at any moment fix the problem that's happening. that's what Trump's been used to. That's what he's been accustomed to. So mm-hmm. like throwing him this curveball of like, it's a new thing. Sorry, it's a new disease. We don't have a vaccine. Like, when's the last time a new disease came out and a drug, an already existing drug, like treats it or anything even close to that?
Can't name any. I mean,
it doesn't.
I'm not an infectious disease expert, but
I have to vaccinate.
Exactly. You have to come up with something, and that takes time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like most companies, you start social distancing and all these preventative steps early, you can stop the spread. Whereas the US just kind of said, oh, it's not here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That thing that's happening over in China, why are we going to freak out about it?
New York right now.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, like Wuhan bad. Like
worse than Wuhan bad.
Yeah.
Way worse. There's more people infected in New York right now than there ever reported was.
Ever were in Wuhan.
Entire country of China. Like, there's so many people.
Yeah.
And people are, it's terrible, and I hate, people are dying.
Yeah.
It's dropping like flies, and that's kind of insensitive, but they really are. There's that many people dying that you check in and see the latest numbers, and it's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah. It's bad, and they're like using this as an opportunity to like attack the people who are pointing out that we're uniquely like, mm-hmm. like vulnerable to this, to like this happening.
Yeah.
Because you're attached to your fucking employer. Guess what? Your employer doesn't exist now because no one's going outside and can't shop. So guess what? Neither does your healthcare coverage during a health crisis.
Yeah. It's
kind of a problem.
And I mean, like you said earlier, the economic impact of this is huge. And
that's why Trump's freaking out.
People kind of see what it is, but we're also on the sixth of the month. Like, technically, if I hadn't paid rent yet, they're not knocking on my door with an eviction paper. I don't think we're quite there to understand the true impact. People had rent paid, and then we kind of went into isolation, everyone's social distance, the stay-at-home orders started flowing in. And then rent was due 5 days ago. And it scares me to think of the number of Americans who were not able to pay rent.
Oh, my God.
Everyone, Mr. Trump, he's the best. Everyone loves him. Mm-hmm. No. But
He's not doing what needs to be done.
People are like talking about the one or two things he did. How everyone said, oh, he suspended all evictions. No, he suspended evictions from federally insured home mortgage or from mortgages, right?
So what about the massive swaths of the economy that rent?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And $1,200 that's going to come in, what? 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now?
Yeah. What's that going to do?
I mean,
drop in the bucket.
And then they're doing $2,000 for 4 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to do something that would have a significant enough impact to actually balance this. Like, it's pretty simple. The long-term problem is not that the stores are shutting down and that the supply chains aren't going to be able to keep up or any of that. Realistically, if you ask any economist what's the longest term damage that this could do, is having a consumerless society for almost a year. Because then any economic recovery efforts where we give money to a corporation to invest in something for people to spend their money on there, like say for Macy's, to be able to cover the losses of people not shopping in malls and stuff over the last month and a half. But now we have no one ready to buy. No one's in a situation where they need to go and buy new things, stimulate growth in the economy. No one's buying a new TV right now. You have to get money into people's hands in order to make the economy savable at all. And it might not save it all on its own, giving people money. You won't. You have to do other things too. You have to use the control of the government to control what's happening to corporations and stuff like that, and tax codes and all kinds of stuff. But if you don't have that fundamental basis, that foundation of consumers being able to buy things, we'll never get out of it. We'll be digging in the hole that we're standing in and tossing the dirt behind us, and that'll end up at our feet and we won't be getting anywhere.
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said I'm not a little worried.
No, it's concerning. I mean, if we had like most people that we could have had in charge right now, probably would have been able to manage it slightly better. They wouldn't have removed the pandemic wing of the CDC and all kinds of, you know, there's a million things that could have made us have a better situation now, but anyone can get us to a point where our economy is savable. It could be Trump, it could be Pelosi, it could be whoever, but whoever gets their name on that bill that saves Americans and saves the economy, you win. If the Democrats got people $1,500 a month and guaranteed it through the end of the summer or something like that, or did like what Rashida Tlaib or whatever her plan was for, like $2,000 the first month and $1,000 every month after till it's over. Like, if they got that passed, that's your golden ticket, dude. You're going to win. You run on that. You say, look what happened during the crisis. We offered you a lifeboat. Trump offered you a pair of arm floaties.
Yeah.
You know? Like, make the choice between who came there for you or who cared that you exist. And if people see that, that's pretty easy. But if Trump is allowed to frame it like, look at the Democrats, all they ever did was get mad at my attempts to solve the problem. They're the reason we're not getting anything done. And people are thinking like, okay, cool. Yeah, we just got to vote for Trump again and get all the Democrats out.
My mind.
What's up?
This is the perfect position. Now, coronavirus sucks. I hate that there's Americans who are sick. I hate that there's Americans who have died. I hate the thought of people not being able to put food on the table or paying rent. But this is a great position. This would have been a great position for Trump to turn. I mean, the election was already set.
Mm-hmm.
He could have just, you know, ran through in first place by a long shot.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Fucking it up.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing that just blows my mind. How can you
just, I mean,
get on Reddit for God's sake, hit world, see what the fuck everyone else is doing. Oh, let's just do that. Everyone, thank God, you're a miracle.
Yeah.
No.
Oh God. The door was wide open.
Stop. And it's this new drug thing that's the latest fuck up. And then
it's been a million.
It's, yeah. I don't get it. It's America.
Welcome to it. No replacing it.
Oh, none at all.
But yeah, Trump could just do it. That's the thing. Is that Trump has the power right now to get it done. He could have already done it.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Nope.
Because he couldn't bail out his buddies at Mar-a-Lago or wherever the fuck. His buddies in the Panama Papers. His buddies that are friends with fucking Epstein, like his little ruling class bubble, he can't protect those exact people by bailing them out without restriction or whatever. Like, because he can't do that, he can't save you. He can't help you with rent.
Pretty much.
He can't tell your landlord not to kick you out to the streets. But he can.
People are being evicted.
Yep.
People are going hungry because $1,200 took a minute to figure out, and then it's going to take 3 or 4 weeks to be sent out. You know, it took forever. I mean, If John was here, he would definitely be in on this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
He said, like a lot of people said, give the money to fucking everyone. And if they made too much money, they pay it back next year.
Tax them. So easy. You know how many fucking millionaires we have? Not that many. Wonder how many billionaires we have? You could count them. You could put them all in one conference or one freaking auditorium. You could put them all in there. That's the people you have to bill at the end of the year.
Okay.
It's not a huge list.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so easy. That's everyone.
Like dollars to Bezos.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like fucking. I love a lot of the libs in the Liz Warren crowd that, you know, think like Bernie's plans are great. He just needs to think them through a little bit more and tinker with them. And he needs to means test it and stuff like that. But it doesn't save you all that much money to means test. And you can accommodate for it afterwards. It's like free college. People say like, oh, you don't want your middle class families in America paying for a billionaire's college degree, when in fact, under that system, the billionaire would be paying significantly more for public education, where his kids aren't even going to go. They're not going to go to public school. Like, there is no time in which means testing needs to be the first primary way to do something. Like, just get the resolution done. Win. Get a win in politics. People don't realize what momentum that could be for them. Like, to have momentum of getting serious things done, saying, look, we wrote this, drafted it, and signed it into law in a day and a half, and we're going to get it to you as fast as humanly possible. Like, that message resonates.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you get that check in the mail and you check to see why you got a fucking $1,200 check or $2,000 check or whatever ends up happening.
$1,200 for a lot of people, that's another month, you know? And for a lot of people, that's fucking rent, you know? But
some people, that's nothing.
People, $1,200 goes a long way. Mm-hmm. But still, a bunch of Americans who aren't getting $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
or who are, but they live in like New York.
If you're homeless, you're not going to fucking file your taxes. Yeah. You don't have a physical address to mail it to. You don't have a checking account to put it into.
Yep.
Tons of people who need it more than anyone else.
Yep.
And yet they aren't getting it.
Oh, yeah. No, like,
that's a whole different thing. That has nothing to do with how fast they did it. That's mm-hmm. that's just a, but it's still.
But get it out to people. Yeah. And that's another thing that requires some serious thinking. Stuff like that. People who don't have a physical address. People who didn't file their taxes. People who don't live at that address.
That, not if college students are going to get it or not.
Thank you. That is it. Just get down the important details. There are things that have to be ironed out when talking about this thing. We're not saying it's so simple that you write it on a piece of paper, every American gets $1,000, and then like signed it and just figure it out later. Like, no, there's logistics. There's problems. Figure those out.
Yeah.
Use your time for that. Not having a debate on whether or not you should even be doing it.
I didn't pay quite as much attention, and I can't remember, but I'm surprised that no one slapped on anything fucking crazy on the bill.
Right?
Like, oh, you know, we'll pass this if we can get, like, school prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
if we can put in one nation under God and the entrance of every school.
Exactly.
We'll give you your stimulus bill.
But not everyone.
God damn, that's funny. I actually am really surprised they've not bargained with that.
But to be honest, with that bill, if you tried to slap something on it, your career would be over.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they realized. Or they would have fucking put something ridiculous on it.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's another thing. Sometimes they'll do a bill to like act like they're trying to get something done, but put something so ridiculous in it that like the opposition has to vote it down. And then you can be like, look, we tried.
Tried our best.
Nothing we can do. Yeah.
It's fucked up. I don't know. I feel like when we end this episode, we need that song, This is America, to play at the end.
Oh, my God.
It fits this perfect because it's so true. Oh, God. I just can't. Whatever. This is – I'm glad some Americans are getting checks. It helps some people. I wish the time would have been spent on how we can help more Americans.
Yeah. And if for anyone listening to this that's unsure of their, you know, future through the virus, if your hours have been cut, if you have been temporarily laid off, if you have been fired, if your job doesn't no longer exist because your employer no longer exists, apply for unemployment insurance today. That's whether you were full-time and now have to be part-time, whether you were part-time and now have nothing, like, file it.
You're saying insurance or unemployment?
That's the same thing. Unemployment insurance is the unemployment bet.
Wells Fargo stopped accepting claims or something like that through unemployment insurance or something like that. I forget. I didn't deep dive into it, to be honest.
At least in Utah and Idaho, it's called unemployment insurance, and that's the unemployment program, essentially.
Whatever they call it, unemployment, you know what we're talking
about. Sign up for it. We did some research today. They are issuing $600 additional dollars per week per claim for anyone that is signing up for unemployment insurance right now. So
a lot of people would be making more money. That doesn't quit your job because you have to prove you were fired or like,
exactly. You do. They will contact your job. They will do that. But if it has anything to do with the events of the last 6 months or whatever, or last, you know, month and a half, extra $600 per month. That's an extra $2,400 or $600 per week, $2,400 per month in your pocket when you're hurting, when you need it. Just felt like that's something that some people don't know is accessible to them. Like someone I know was working full time 46 hours a week and had to get cut down to about 9 hours a week. And he still gets $300 a week from unemployment insurance. And going forward, we'll get $600 a week for unemployment insurance on top of that $300. That's someone who's still technically employed. He's still working. So anyone who is at a financial disadvantage due to the hours you're available to work now, go to unemployment insurance and sign up for that. You get a ton of extra benefits, ton of extra. And a lot of people, that will make the difference. Like living in New York, getting a $1,200 check, that's your rent. Like
in a shithole.
Yeah, that's your very bottom level rent. Yeah. So especially for people like you, get that unemployment insurance in there.
Or apartment in New York.
What?
I said I'm sorry to anyone who lives in a $1,200 apartment in New York.
Yeah, seriously. Your $1,200 apartment in New York is about a $500 apartment here. So if that.
Yeah. Maybe less.
Yeah.
$1,200 in New York goes too far. So
$1,200 in New York's like a broom closet.
Basically. So well, cool. Anything else, Nate?
No, I think that's it. I'll probably throw in a chaser at the end, but thank you guys for joining in with us. We'll have John with us for the next one.
Sorry, this is a little different.
But yeah, it's a little weird.
All practicing social distancing, like everyone should be.
Yes.
Hang out at home, you know.
Pet your dog.
Work from home.
Watch a movie. Watch Tiger King, you know.
Yeah, that's a fucking wild ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's talking about it, so.
Dude, hit it up. And like I said, if anything we said interests you, if you have any questions about it, SI_podcasts on Twitter. I'm at NICC Max, and McLean is at McLean Autry. Follow our partner, John Arterburn, at John Arterburn. And check out our other podcasts, everything else coming at you. We'll throw that in the description. Don't worry about it. And we'll see you very soon.
If you guys, you know, if you enjoyed this, share with some friends. I like you guys know, you know, we're just starting out and we'd appreciate as many shares as you can. So
yeah,
we'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, shout out everyone. We love you guys. Go Bernie.
Very much. All right. Later guys.
Later.
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
No. Did you hear the best part though? He said he's not the only